Newmarket's Main Street BIA has found a new board to lead what board members say will be a renewed mandate with events. After some challenges finding names, eight put themselves forward to be on the next term of the BIA, during the March 7 annual general meeting at the Newmarket Community Center. Members include returnees Tom Hempen, Alan Cockburn and Ken Sparks, as well as newcomers such as Grant Buckley, Patricia Carmichael, Norm Pereira, Dominic Peed and Sheila Stewart. Hempen, chair in the last term, said finding the new board was a critical step to proceed with events and the spending budget that has gone unused in recent years. "It was really important we have the eight members put their name forward tonight so we can start moving through the initiatives," Hempen said. "It's exciting times for Main Street." The BIA is going through some changes, with a town consultant recommending adding staff and setting service standards for the association. The new board will still have to be approved by Newmarket Council. The chair role will be determined by the board itself. The outgoing board discussed a challenging few years hampered by the pandemic, which left the BIA unable to run events. "I know a lot of people were missing those events and looking forward to that traffic incoming," Hempen said. Even with most public health measures lifted this past year, finding volunteers to get things up and running was difficult. The town stepped in to put on Canada Day festivities last summer. "We needed volunteers, and it was difficult for us as a board, and members of the board, to dedicate time," Hempen said, later adding that many businesses were preoccupied and recovering from the pandemic's impacts. Financially, the board has dollars to spend, with just over $60,000 in reserves at the end of 2021, the last audited year. "We have a small budget. We have a levy of $30,000. We haven't been utilizing it," Hempen said, adding that there is hope to change that in the future. "Spend that money in a good way. I think that's advertising, bringing people to our downtown, having exceptional events. We need more members," he added. "That would go a long way in accomplishing our goals." Ward Councillor Bob Quappis said it was difficult through the closures, and every board member was also preoccupied with their own businesses. But they worked to give businesses support and updates about what was happening regarding pandemic measures. "These folks did their fullest," he said of the outgoing board, adding thanks for doing things with the little that you've had. After a few rounds of asking, with Hempen noting eight would be a minimum to get to a functional board, there were enough people ready to step into the role for the term ahead, which lasts until 2026. Council will determine the organization's service levels in the days ahead, but Hempen said the BIA can now start planning events and spending some of the budgets. "Looking forward to enjoying the summer and the spring. Things are looking ahead for Main Street," he said.